What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 29 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Commitment Tested. Warren Wiersbe once wrote, "In the school of faith, we must have occasional tests, or we will never know where we are spiritually." Our text for today is from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Genesis 22 records God testing Abraham. The Hebrew word for tested, found in Genesis 22, verse 1, is nasa. It was used primarily in the Old Testament to prove someone's quality or character. In ancient Israel, testing was often used to determine the authenticity and quality of metals. This concept extended metaphorically to the testing of someone's faith. The idea of divine testing is rooted in the covenant relationship between God and His people, where trials serve as opportunities for growth and deeper reliance on God. After these things, God tested Abraham. That's Genesis 22, verse 1. God promised Abraham descendants when he was 75 years old in Genesis 12. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born in Genesis 21, verse 5. Abraham waited for God to fulfill his promise for 25 years. Abraham didn't have perfect faith, but he had progressing faith. He made several mistakes along the way, but his faith continued to grow throughout the years since God had first called him. After these wandering years with God, he tested Abraham's faith. God told him to sacrifice the son that he had waited on for 25 years. According to Genesis 21, verse 6, Isaac's name means laughter, but this was no laughing matter. Genesis 22, verse 3 records Abraham's response to God's incredible test, revealing that Abraham didn't delay and fully obeyed God's word. He trusted God completely, so he obeyed God fully. Faith is a journey that leads to fullness of joy. No one has ever regretted obeying God because it always leads to perfect peace. Abraham had complete faith that God would provide. He didn't know how, but he trusted that God wouldn't promise him a son and then not fulfill his promise through Isaac. Abraham had followed God from Ur of the Chaldeans to a hill to offer his son as a sacrifice. He had failed in some tests of faith and found the God who forgives and restores. Other times on his journey, he trusted God fully and discovered the highest happiness of obeying God's will. At this time in his faith journey, Abraham's faith has matured. Abraham learned that a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Abraham could not become the man of faith without testing times that led to greater faith. Likewise, we cannot have mature faith without testing times. With each test of faith comes opportunities to trust God more. Each time we obey, God leads us to greater joy and gives us more reasons to trust Him. Abraham obeyed God and built the altar, bound his son Isaac to the altar, and took out the knife to slay him. When God saw that Abraham was willing and ready to obey, he intervened by having an angel call out from heaven. Imagine how Abraham must have felt when a voice from heaven called out his name twice, "Abraham! Abraham!" Oh, the joy Abraham must have experienced when he heard God call his name. It must have been pure satisfaction when he heard these words that followed. "For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." When Abraham sacrificed the ram, I wonder if he thought of the ram as a substitute, taking his son's place. Because of his experience, Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." In Hebrew, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, the power in that name. Our God always provides a way for those who trust Him and obey. Some questions to consider. What does Abraham's obedience tell you about his faith in and love for God? What part of trusting God do you find the most difficult? And finally, when we obey, God provides. Why should this fact increase your willingness to obey Him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.